These are your latest Newcastle headlines. I'm Dan McCarthy. Newcastle owner Mike Ashley has drawn encouragement from the Premier League's decision not to call for Saudi Arabia to be kept on the American government's piracy watch list this year. Ashley remains determined that a £300 million Saudi-led takeover of the club should be allowed to proceed and is involved in arbitration over the matter with the Premier League. Sources within the consortium say they'll remain committed to a takeover if the arbitration goes in the club's favour. Saudi Arabia's Public Investment Fund is the dominant 80% partner in the consortium looking to buy Newcastle. The apparent link between the PIF and the Saudi state was widely reported as one of the key barriers to the takeover progressing, in particular because of the country's record on piracy. Newcastle striker Andy Carroll could yet stay at St James's Park despite appearing on the Premier League's released list last week. Top flight officials made it clear last weekend that the list was not definitive and could change. The Geordie centre-forward is on holiday but left Tyneside with the offer of a one-year extension to his current arrangement, which runs out on June the 30th. However, the negotiations remain ongoing on his contract and what the terms will look like should he stay. And Newcastle are eyeing up a summer move for Sporting Lisbon midfielder Mateus Nunes. The 22-year-old was linked with a move to the Premier League club back in January and could now be on his way out of the Portuguese club. According to reports in Portugal, the player will be available for around €20 million, although Sporting could be open to negotiating the fee. The Brazilian is highly rated in Portugal and has been tipped to become one of Europe's top midfielders over the next few years. Those are your latest Newcastle headlines.